Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and this is No BS Hiring Advice. It is available as a podcast. You can listen to it live on Blog Talk Radio. You can watch it as a Google Hangout. You can do that live or later on YouTube. This is a time where I like to spend 15 minutes speaking to you as an HR professional, hiring manager, small business owner about some element of employment, hiring. It's no BS hiring advice, right? It's going to be about hiring, staffing, recruiting, whatever it is. Because I believe job hunting, hiring, staffing, all of this stuff doesn't have to be as hard, difficult, painful to take as long as it does. And I speak to job hunters through No BS Job Search Advice Radio, but this is my time speaking to you about hiring. And I thought I would do a fun show today using the National Football League, that American football sport organization, to kind of talk about some lessons for hiring and recruiting from the National Football League that you can apply to your business, that you can apply to your organization, and really adapt them to your purposes. Now, today's show is brought to you by consultingassignments.com, which is a site where you can find and fill consulting assignments, full-time consulting positions, temp to perm and contract hire opportunities anywhere in the world completely free. Posting a job or a resume is free. Searching jobs and resumes is free. The only thing the site charges for is if you're going to feature a job or a resume, it is $10 for 30 days. That's it. $10 for 30 days. If you're going to feature more than one position, they have programs that take the cost down pretty dramatically. So again, consultingassignments.com. Now, looking at the National Football League and the lessons that start off with hiring from the NFL requires that we look at the end of the last season. There is only one champion. There is only one leader. There is only one organization that has made it through a full season and reached that penultimate place. Everyone else is playing catch up. Now, you may be working at the top firm in your industry, but there is always someone who's trying to eat your lunch, to use that slang expression. There's always someone out there trying to knock you off your pedestal. So complacency is the scourge here. And so often, organizations become complacent. You know, I'm reminded of any number of incidents where I've called up hiring managers. Ring, ring. Hi, I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. Want to speak with you. I'm obviously not saying this next part of it. You got any jobs open? No, we're completely happy the way we are right now. Well, an NFL team, of course, can be completely happy the way they're composed right now. But they're not champions. They're not the top team in their field. And the question becomes, Is it being happy or fully staffed that's the goal here? No, it's being exceptional. The being the number one, the top performer, your group, the top performing group in the organization. Anything else is accepting mediocrity. Anything else is an 8-8 season. So, unless you're at the top, your last season was a failure. Maybe you showed progress, but last season was a failure. And I'm a Giants football fan, and I live in the New York area, or I've lived in the New York area for most of my life. So I'm going to use the Giants and the Jets as two examples here. So first of all, the goal is not to be fully staffed. It's to be fully staffed with exceptional performers. Is everyone in your organization exceptional? Would you rate them all A's? How about B's? Even C's? You got any D's or F's on your staff? What are you putting up with D's or F's? In pro football, if you're a D, you're probably not back the next season. The only way that you're back is if you were a rookie and they signed you to the developmental squad, which basically says we think you've got potential, but we're going to keep you as like a backup of a backup of a backup and try and hope that you get better. We'll coach you, but next season you better be better because it's likely that we're going to cut you otherwise. How many times are you looking to cut bad performers? Seriously, how often do you look to get rid of the mediocrities on your staff? And again, I'm not talking about C's and above. I'm talking about D's and below. See, so often managers become afraid of admitting they made a mistake. That's true in football, where a GM has signed someone to a bad contract and the person's failed to perform and they just don't want to cut them because, you know, it's going to cost, you know, what's called dead money. And I'm not going to go into that. It's just accept the fact that that's considered bad. Now, anytime that you have the word dead associated with something, it's not good, right? So you want to always be thinking about who are your top performers and rewarding them exquisitely, giving them advancement opportunities, treating them well. You know, when you lose top performers like New England has done with a couple of their players, you know, it hurts because now you've got to go out and replace them and there's uncertainty. So keeping the bottom performers sends a message to your top performers. What it says is, and it's one of two things, and most of the time they believe that it's the latter rather than the former. The former is that we believe that you're going to turn it around this season. Yeah, right. And we just don't want to cut you because we have to admit our own failure. We're going to give you one more chance. If that doesn't work out, we're going to revisit it next season. But, you know, in business, you've got to think in terms of cutting your losses as soon as possible. You know, it's not about just keeping bodies in the seat, is it? It's about getting people to perform exquisitely well so your firm can excel. And you don't want to have the exceptional performers realize that your entire game plan is around having the business equivalent of an 8-8 season or being mediocre. You want them always working their guts out. You know, having that drive and that knot in the pit of their stomach to excel because they believe that their effort is going to not just simply be rewarded, but help the firm hit, you know, the top level in its field, right? So I have to encourage you. You have to start thinking of who you're going to cut. Now, the next part is the NFL has this thing called the draft, where they look for young college grads to replace, you know, some mediocre performers. Now, a lot of organizations really make it difficult to take on the young graduate these days. Why? Well, they want people who can just step in and do. And I get that. But, you know, the reality is no one's going to step in and do. And you have to think about developing the kids in your organization, or else you're always going to wind up spending premium dollars to hire people. See, in pro football, they have not just the developmental squad, but they've got a rookie wage scale. Now, you've got wage scales for your junior staff also, right? You need to think about what you're going to do to develop talent in your organization and not always buy it from other firms. See, when you have to buy it from other firms like the Jets did with bringing on a former player of theirs who was playing the last season with New England, Darrelle Revis, they're spending 20-some-odd million dollars a season to get him. $20 million. And I know they tried to hire draft a rookie two seasons before and it didn't work out. You know, the guy's been injured more than he's been on the field. But they took a risk. And unfortunately, the risk didn't pay off. They've then gone back to hire the expensive guy. Well, you need to take some risks on junior staff too, because frankly, more often than not, the risks will pay off. You know, I look at the New York Giants. You know, the Giants last season were a mediocre team, but they made some big strides in bringing some inexperienced people on. You know, they signed Odell Beckham Jr. They drafted him and signed him. He plays 9 games, catches 90-some-odd passes, including one of the most amazing catches you'd ever see in football. They've got a star in their hands. They drafted two young players, one on the offensive side of the ball, one on the defensive side of the ball. They look very good. And you've got to think about developing your own product instead of going out and paying top dollar and running through your budget so heavily. And in doing that, you're replacing the high-priced, mediocre senior professional. You know, one of the players that got cut at the end of last season on the Giants was an offensive lineman who was awful. You know, they were desperate when they signed him. They didn't think they were going to need him, but, you know, they had a bunch of injuries on the offensive line and signed him as a backup. And, you know, he wound up having to start, and he was awful. You know, I suspect at the end of the day, the Giants will have a good offensive line. This guy is not back. He's out of football right now. And, you know, you have to start thinking about getting younger and cheaper all the time. Now, I'm not saying fire your senior managers. No. Every team has its leadership. Every team has its GM and its head coach, and they're not 24 years old. They're experienced, expensive people who've been brought on to help guide this team to success and to make tough decisions about who's going to play and who isn't. Well, you've got to do the same thing in your organization, because at the end of the day, accepting mediocrity, accepting poor performance is damaging to your firm. Now, we can look at American business over the last 5-10 years and see organizations that have failed because management was unwilling to make difficult choices. And as such, they rode it all the way down to bankruptcy. They rode it all the way down to going out of business. Is that really what you want to be doing? And if you think your group is not important, well, imagine if everyone who manages groups at your organization felt the same way and decide to tolerate mediocrity. I can assure you that that attitude would become infectious and like a virus within the firm, destroying it from the inside out rather than encouraging it to thrive. So really, start looking at your organization like a football team. Start making difficult decisions about who you want to keep and thus reward, who you want to tolerate and accept, that's the C performer, and who you need to get rid of because they're not doing any good. They're not doing any good. They're giving you sleepless nights. They're keeping you up at night. You're spending too much time trying to encourage them to do what you hired them to do, which is perform at an exceptional level. You didn't hire them to be average or mediocre, did you? You hired them to be exceptional. And that's not what they're giving you. They're keeping you up. You're getting into meetings with this one or that one, rationalizing their behavior to others. Stop it. Stop rationalizing mediocre behavior. Your job is to win the championship, and you're not doing it. So I'm Jeff Altman. I hope you found this helpful. Also want to encourage you, come over to my website, thebiggamehunter.us. To help your firm hire better people and be more effective in its staffing and recruiting. Also want to mention that if your firm is trying to hire people, reach out to me. You can email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. Let me know a good time and day for us to speak. I'd love to help you with staffing. You can also call me at 646-374-8656. Again, 646-374-8656. If we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request, please. The address is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I accept connection requests from people worldwide, except if you look like a spammer or scammer, except if you're a third-party recruiter. Lastly, follow The Big Game Hunter Incorporated on LinkedIn. You know, it's a place where I release my videos and podcasts to, jobs I'm recruiting for, a whole bunch of information that I release freely through the Big Game Hunter Incorporated on LinkedIn. So I'm Jeff Altman. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you have a great day. Take care.